All right, so great news. Spring is here, and the Rehoboth Art League is kicking off its spring exhibition season with three new shows. Let's talk about all of them.
Okay, well, let's start with in the Corcoran Gallery as you first enter the Art League. We have a retrospect, and the artist is Ina Nirgard-Namek. And Ina is very well known in the state of Delaware. She's also well known in the surrounding states as well. She has received many awards. Her work has been accepted into many museum exhibitions. She did have an exhibition of her own at the Biggs Museum. And this body of work chronicles her past like 70 years as an artist, and it shows her development as a beginning artist with a still life. And as you view the entire series, it's broken down into decades and end up with these really bold abstracts where she paints to music. So it's quite an exciting exhibition, and we're proud to honor her. You know, Ina's 91 now, and so it's just she applied for this show, and we're like, are you kidding? We're definitely doing this. And I think the viewers will be really excited to see this. In the Tubbs Gallery, we have the work of Tad Sayre, and Tad is, I can't quite describe this show. You have to really come and see it. It's graphite drawings, and the show is called Pipes of Perception. It's an installation more than anything, and when you view the work from series to series, there's these pipes that take you through a journey. And in addition to it, we have a rotating animation of this body of work that's going to be projected onto the wall. It's continual. And it's actually still life animation or stop animation that goes throughout the entire journey of water through these pipes. And it's quite interesting, to tell you the truth. And I've never seen anything quite like it.
This sounds like it would be right up my alley. I'm intrigued by this one.
It really is. It's just like you sit back and you watch this show, and it's just like, wow. And after you view the animation of it, you can see on the wall that is displayed his graphite drawings of this journey. So anyway, we really encourage people to come down and see this. Also, in our Ventures Gallery is the work of Caitlin Gill. And Caitlin, the title of her show is called Macro and Micro. And it's really a show about the hierarchy of humans and things that we take for granted that are probably below us, like insects. She portrays through mixed media kind of like, I can't really quite describe this, grubs, if you want, if I might say, and birds that are dead. But they're portrayed in such a way on board where it's like almost elegant, if I can say that. With doilies, it's just like they're painted beautifully, and it's just like, you know, something that we would take for granted and not pay attention to, and she brings it to life where you have to notice these things. Mm-hmm. Also, in the DeWitt Gallery, we're having a memorial, and we're remembering Lee Wayne Mills. Lee passed away last year. He was a prominent artist in the area. He was also very much a part of the Rehoboth Art League. And Lee, we're remembering him. He was interim exhibitions director. And so we have some highlights of his work and some narratives of his life. So we're proud to honor Lee's memory by having this show.
Nick, this sounds like quite an exciting lineup.
It is.
How long are these series of exhibits on display for?
Okay, these exhibits are the April 2nd through May 2nd.
Okay, great. Okay. So plenty of time for people to get in and see them, right?
Absolutely. We are not, because of the COVID and CDC guidelines, we are not having an official opening reception, but the galleries are open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 4 and Sunday noon to 4. So there's plenty of time to stop down and see these exciting shows.